Is it time to give yourself a fresh start? Hey guys, it's Randy Gage, and you're listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast. Hey guys, Randy here, back with another episode of the podcast, and I put on the camera for you YouTube guys. And I just, it's going to be a short episode this week. I'm actually heading out to Orlando. By the time you see this, I will be conducting my annual tribal event, which is this 5-day, 15-hour-a-day crazy experience for people of influence on how they bring that influence into the world. So you may not get a show from me the following week because I'm going to be crazy with that. We'll see how it goes. But today I just wanted to talk for a couple of minutes about resetting your life. When you're born, of course, you're just totally dependent on others, right? All you can do is when you're hungry, when you feel bad, when you're lonely, all you can do is cry and hope your mom or your dad or somebody comes along and holds you and burps you and changes you and kisses you and hugs you and just lets you know they care about you. And so you just are used to this expectation. Hopefully, if you're raised in a positive environment, that your needs get met, right? And then you become a toddler, and that's when you discover possibilities. And I think that may be the most prosperous time of life for most people. They're eating dirt, they're chasing bugs, they're learning to walk. As they get a little older, they'll learn to touch things and drop things and throw things. And they will be about curiosity. They will be about discovery. And they will want to learn how to ride a bike. And they will want to learn how to climb trees and how to hopscotch and jump rope and play with Legos and go to Disney princess movies. And they're just discovering this amazing new world around them. And they're asking question after question after question after question. And if you're a parent going through those years, you're probably like, good, I just wish it would stop asking me so many questions. But that curiosity, that's an amazing prosperity trait. And that desire to discover new things is an amazing prosperity superpower. And of course, what happens as you get older is you start to hear the word no. Stop that. Don't touch that. Stay quiet. We need your inside voice. You just keep getting shut down, shut down, shut down. And then you get into the school system, and unfortunately, they're going to try to program you what to think instead of how to think. There's not a lot of people teaching discernment and critical thinking in the development cycles of children and young adults. And then you get out in the real world and you say, I don't like that job, but I need the paycheck. I don't really want to do this thing, but I have to do it. You've got bosses and guidelines and rules and laws and regulations and then dogma and doctrine, and it shuts down your prosperity powers if you let them. And I think for most people, that's what happened. They just keep running into limitations. They keep running into the word no. They keep running into people telling, well, why would you want to be a doctor? Girls are usually nurses and boys are doctors. Or if it's a boy, why would you want to be a ballet dancer? Or don't you want to be a fireman? And if your parents, 7 generations of your family have been attorneys or doctors or whatever, they're going to try to shoehorn you into that pathway. And a lot of people are living, that's really what my Radical Rebirth book is about, is how many people get sucked into life pathways that really aren't their own. It really is not their dream life. It really is not their living in prosperity. So the point of that book and the point of this story and this episode is, at any moment in your life, boom, you can make a reset. You can just decide, great, this path I'm on, I don't think it's the one I want to be on anymore. I'm grateful for everything that happened. I'm grateful for all the lessons that have been learned. But now it's time for the great reset. And you can go out and create whatever new version of you speaks to your heart, speaks to your soul. You have the opportunity to become the highest possible version of yourself. And that's what prosperity is all about. Go out and have an amazing day. I love you guys. Peace. Thanks so much for listening. Do me a favor, please, and practice the circulation law of prosperity by telling your friends about the Power Prosperity podcast. Please like it, rate it, and share. Peace.